Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything.
On the big show today, letters, chicks, Johnny Carson, and Derek Jeter's thong. It's on the way in just a minute.
Denk an den 31. Juli.
Wieso?
Last Call für deine Steuer.
Oh no, ich weiß gar nicht, wo ich anfangen soll.
Weil wieso Steuer? Das ist wie Steuererklärung, nur ohne Stress.
Ist das einfach?
Klar, macht fast alles automatisch.
Dauert das lange?
Nö, einfach per App.
Na dann.
Hol dir jetzt dein Geld zurück mit Wieso Steuer. Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
I know it's hard to see the silver lining right now, Jim, but I promise you, it really is for the best.
Yeah, thanks for letting me stay here till I find a new place.
Dude, divorce is tough, but don't worry, I'll take care of you, buddy. Have you eaten today?
I'm not really hungry.
Here, let me make you something.
I still can't believe after 20 years, my marriage is over. Cereal? It's 4 in the afternoon.
This is all I ate after Janet and I broke up. It got me through some really tough times. Just try a bite.
Whoa. Ugh. I was not expecting that taste. What are those?
Those, Jim, are Alimonios. From the makers of Child Support Checks and Living the Single Life cereal comes Alimonios. It's the cereal taking the newly single world by storm.
Alimony what?
Alimonios.
Ooh, well, it tastes horrible.
That's the flavor of bitterness and defeat. Trust me, you'll get used to the taste, but that won't make it any easier to swallow. Alimonios comes in three fun shapes. Futon couch, half a house, and two-thirds of a paycheck.
These are all just squares.
Ah, Jim, use your imagination.
Ugh, they taste awful, but for some reason, I can't stop eating them.
That's because Alimonios is the only cereal on the market guaranteed to leave you feeling drained and empty inside.
What?
You'll be eating them for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, trying to fill that void. It's the first cereal developed by depressed adults for depressed adults.
Hey, I have my kids this weekend. Do you think they'll like them?
No, they sure won't. And it's not their fault. Remember, Jim, none of this is their fault.
What are you, a family counselor now? Just stick to the script.
Alimonios are packed full of fiber, which makes losing half your crap that much easier.
Hey, are these very expensive?
Yes, they are. Alimonios are so expensive, you'll probably find yourself in the poorhouse in the next month or two.
Jeez, with half of all marriages ending in divorce, you guys must be making a fortune.
Actually, Jim, we haven't made a cent. The only people making money on Alimonios are all those lawyers.
Okay, I'm sold. Where can I get a box of these things?
Alimonios are available at all local convenience stores. So throw on some sweatpants and grab yourself a big box of Alimonios. The cereal's so good, you'll want the entire bowl. But you'll be lucky to get even half.
Now that your divorce is complete, what are you gonna eat? You need a bowl of Alimonios. If your wife's split and your life's turned to shit, that's when you need some Alimonios.
Yeah, we know it's a repeat, but things are always better the second time around. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
There's Tom, and it's time for emails from our listeners.
You know what Lenny has to say right off the bat? And I love the name Lenny. Love. There aren't enough little kids named Lenny
we
right
need
now.
We need more Lennys and Leonards. You're exactly right.
They're all Leo now.
Yeah. Or Liams. Yes, you're right.
How about Nard?
Nard?
Yeah, for Leonard, right?
You could. I don't think so.
Nard? You know, I like the guy who's got the confidence to go with the back half.
Please, call me Nard.
You do, really?
That guy's
Nard dog.
Lexi, like Topher?
I think Topher Grace is awesome, yeah.
I was chilled to the bone when I found out his name was Christopher and they called him Topher.
I know.
And you were the one that told me.
But
that.
He's a good actor.
I have a buddy named Toph. We just call him Jove.
Is he a Christopher?
Yeah.
Oh. Huh.
So could this could be done with virtually any names? So Thomas, I would just be S?
Yep.
Well, you wouldn't go with Moss?
Yeah, you go Moss.
Oh, because that also means Moss.
I see.
Yeah.
Oh, Moss.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
Lenny, it says, Chicks Carson, highly underrated.
That was good.
Thank you very much. now, Doc, did you have a good...
Did you have a great weekend this weekend?
Holy moly, that's
good.
How about
Tommy and I and Doc go over there and dig Ed up? How about that?
Oh, boy.
How about that?
Did Johnny go first? I think he did, yeah.
Yeah.
He did go before Ed. Yeah. Did Doc ever go?
I don't think so.
I think Doc's still alive.
He's still
Doc,
here.
Doc Severance.
Wonder what's up with him.
Gosh, he's got to be.
I want to say he's still touring, but that's
90s, right? I still got it.
He was great.
He plays the trumpet, right?
Yeah, and he always wore the great suits.
Uh-huh.
I see.
He's 98.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Man.
Did you ever see the classic
clip?
Born
in 1927.
What's up with him? The jig is up. You're going to die.
Doc is sitting where Ed normally does, and he's with Johnny and talking about how... there's really not much going on for Thanksgiving. He doesn't really have any plans. And Johnny goes, oh, you can come to my house. Uh-huh. And he's like, no, thank you.
Well, I have an obscure request here.
All right.
Pat, this involves the slump of Derek Jeter.
Oh, yeah.
The story Jeter made up when he didn't have anything to talk about on a talk show.
Yeah. Someone wrote me a letter. They said, so Tom wore women's underwear like Derek Jeter to get out of his marriage slump.
The short version is I got married over the weekend.
Where's your ring?
I was in a rush this morning.
What?
That's what I used to say
a week.
Before I went to my girlfriend's house.
I can't explain it.
Okay.
I didn't think this through, and I tried on the linen pants. For our little evening beach wedding, that's really annoying. And the you can see through the pants.
Sure. Now you're wearing
I was wearing women's underwear.
Now you can't, you shouldn't launder those. They should go in a special bag.
I packed them myself. Took them back to the house. I laundered them.
Nice.
I
would have
thrown them away. Keep them away. Keep them stored so that your sons, when they get married, can
tell that story.
Yeah, you can pass them down.
Willie gets married, he can wear.
It'll
those
be
panties.
A good luck.
Won't go over real well.
Where's your wedding panties, boy? Get in there.
Now, I've made a mental note this week. I have to go out and buy a pair of white underpants in case I ever want to wear those linen.
No, you don't want
beach
white
pants again.
You want a flesh color because the white will stand out as well. And then you'll look kind of silly.
You can buy flesh colored men's underwear?
I would assume.
Sure.
Oh, hell yeah. You can buy any color men's underwear, brother. Hell yeah.
I'll loan you a pair.
Ladies and gentlemen, that may be the funniest thing Ace has ever said.
They're holy, we know that.
Yeah.
They breathe.
He farts holes in his underwear, remember that?
The key is a flesh tone.
Nobody
you see,
thought
that
was
that
weird
varies
at all.
Person to person.
We acted like it was normal.
So what? I was on the beach.
Oh, we know he's white as a lily down there. It's radio.
Thanks a lot.
So you've got like a reverse suntan. Couldn't you see that Ace on a billboard with the dog grabbing the little girl's bathing suit?
He could be Sammy Sosa down there. We have no clue.
Ace has a giant white ass. Where was I? I was telling the charming story of getting married.
Ace has a giant white ass.
It's on a billboard. By the way, is that billboard now politically incorrect, I assume?
Coppertone?
Oh, I'm sure.
Whatever that was. It wasn't that for Coppertone.
It was Coppertone,
The Coppertone girl. It's a cute ad, puppy, kid.
She's got a cute ass.
Oh, jeez.
These days. They probably
won't.
So in any event, I was married wearing Kelly's underwear. So
then somebody else
something blues.
Said, oh, hey, he wore a woman's underwear. So did Derek Jeter once. Can we hear that song?
Yeah, let's hear the song.
Wow. Pat.
I like the song. I just don't like what it takes to get there.
I'm so sorry. Josh, tell us about your adventures fishing over the weekend.
Oh, I'm glad you asked. I had a new spy bait. And
you know that that someone on our text line, someone on our text line said, Tom explains everything under the sun, except he can't explain how he takes a ring off and on and off in the morning.
Yeah.
You said it's too busy. I can't do that.
No.
Why do you take your ring off?
Why do you care?
You take it in the first, why'd you take it in the
why are you engaging him?
Place?
Why do you guys ask him questions?
You're the one that taught me yesterday. You take soap and water, wash your hands, and it slides right
You know on. What? If we ignored him, yeah, okay.
If we ignore him, he'll talk, but less.
Okay.
Right. The point of the story
How
is...
How about that Derek Jeter, huh?
Derek Jeter was on The Tonight Show. This ties into...
That's right. Tonight.
it was with Jimmy Fallon, though, not Johnny.
Jimmy Fallon?
And Jeter explained that in 2002, he was having a slump, and one of his teammates said, if you wear a golden thong, it'll take you out of the slump. Incredulous at first, according to the Associated Press, Jeter gave it a shot. His first pitch at bat while wearing the thong, a home run.
Wow.
He had been 0 for 32 before that home run on April 29th, 2004. So we're just celebrated the anniversary of that event yesterday.
Oh.
And that's the story. Pat, that's the 7-minute setup. You're welcome.
Just a slump busting gold thong got Jeter out of a losing streak. Oh, you know it did. It's wrapped around his buttocks, stuck in his crack. It's hard for Jeets to take a leak. Ace, turn up the piano. That's nice. His teammate swears that it works. It'll get him out of that rut. Then Jeter hits a home run with that gold thong up his butt. You know, it's just a goal. It's just a, where am I here? Just a slump busting gold thong.
We have to do the words now. What are you writing it down?
I got lost. Oh, here we go. Here we go. So let me get it back. Oh, Jesus, take a leak. Oh, you know.
Here, well, you watch. I'm going to watch a movie.
This teammate. I deserve it.
No, can we get back to Tom's setup?
Oh, sorry.
I enjoyed it.
So anyway, Derek Jeter played baseball.
Yeah. At least he didn't fumble.
he should come back.
His teammate swears that it works. Yeah. It'll get him out of that rut.
Boy, the Mets are having a hell of a...
And Jeter hits the home run with that gold thong up his butt.
Everybody.
Here it comes.
Just a slump-busting gold thong.
Slump-busting gold thong back.
That filthy thing goes on when the chips are down. What do I do now, Tommy?
Just a slump-busting gold thong.
Hose it down and send it to Coopertown.
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 No, you're very good.
I looked up and I went back and I didn't know where
That's
I was.
All right.
Going to Coopertown.
If Tom could have gone on for 20 more minutes, I could have gone over my notes.
So, thank you for the request. Now,
Dear Bob forward. And Tom Show.
Yes, what have you got?
This is from Yogi. I'd like to ask each of you, Yogi says, individually.
Hey, Yogi.
Hey, Bobo.
Were you weird before radio, or did radio do this to you and make you weird?
That's a good question.
That is a good question, yeah.
Radio made me weird.
You know, that's your answer. I say he and Bob and this place made me weird.
That's what I meant. Yeah,
this isn't radio. This isn't radio. Better than radio.
No, but Bob and I were this way all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. I know. I've watched some really old things. Yeah. It's so funny to see you be exactly the same.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. Bob and I were successful because we had no idea what we were doing.
Yep.
Yeah.
We just came in here and started
making each other
chatting.
Well, how can that's you make it. Fun of me then? I clearly have no idea what I'm doing.
And you that's why I hired you.
You yell at me about it.
Well, now, wait a damn minute. I'm just as stupid as you guys are.
And I just proved I have no idea what I'm doing.
There you go.
Wait a second. None of us know what we're doing.
Darn right.
But I think, Christy, you were corrupted by us.
I definitely.
Yeah. You can still see the straight news girl trying to get out every now and again.
I used to do journalism.
Right. Whenever if a listener or Christy will sometimes, well, that can't be all of the story. That's the real journalism. Yeah. Christy,
I remember
begging to be heard.
There have been a handful of occasions in which, for whatever reason, whoever's doing the news is not available.
Mm-hmm.
And on a couple of times, I don't know, maybe 3 or 4 times, I don't know, we've had local quality newscasters come in and sub.
Yeah.
And it's really hard on them.
Yeah.
Because they just can't.
Right. We break all their rules. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Right.
You know, they start reading about someone and we go, yeah, that guy's a total a-hole.
No.
Wait a minute. You're supposed to interrupt me. I'm supposed to do this.
This should say alleged masturbator.
Yeah,
I've always been weird.
Yeah, we corrupted you.
Yeah, that's true. You've always been weird. You've always been weird.
Yeah.
What about you, Patty?
Always been weird, yeah.
Okay.
Ace, weird.
Born unique.
Born unique.
There you go.
That's true.
That's very nice.
Yes.
But I'm sorry to tell you, Ace, that's weird. Your form of uniqueness is weird.
Well, I was definitely not weird in high school.
Oh, I was.
Were you?
Oh, yeah.
Now, how did you see? Because your husband is anything but weird.
Yeah, he's too normal.
He's
right?
normal and he's really nice.
Yeah.
That's why you love him.
Yang and Yang.
Wait a second. He's the. I just realized something. She loves him because she hates us.
Paula Abdul.
I'm not sure how to take that.
Is there a better?
I'm going to address Andy with this.
There's not a better song than Paula Abdul, Opposites Attract.
Opposites Attract.
Yeah, there's about 8 million of them.
You mean Paula Abdul and MC Scat Cat?
That's right.
Gets in there and he does a rap.
Ha! We should all be on some kind of a version of the most obscure thing. I've always wanted to have a judge every day. What's the most obscure thing said on the show?
Yes.
I can win.
It's what? Usually you
today.
And,
something
you
about
win.
Dwayne Hickman.
Who's Dwayne Hickman?
No idea.
Mentioning Dobie Gillis.
Clue Gulliger.
Do you know Dwayne Hickman's brother's name?
Oh, my God.
Daryl.
Morty.
I engaged him.
Morty, now, is Christy, that Morty Hickman?
Christy came in this morning and she mentioned Scaramouche.
Yes.
A character from literature.
That made me sound really
that
stupid.
That is name dropped in the worst song ever written.
I won't say that, but.
What's wrong with
Bohemian Rhapsody?
Come on.
It's kind of fun.
Yeah. It's extremely popular, which is sad. there was an episode of Spin and Marty. entitled Scaramouche.
Boy, this is, I don't even know Spin and Marty.
Oh, yeah.
I don't either.
It was one of those Disney
black and white
spin-offs.
They were two young boys. And they had lived on a ranch.
Anything Can Happen Day, Roundup Day.
It's great.
And
it was the most obscure thing I've ever. It was before my time. I saw it in reruns. That's how old it was.
A dude ranch.
You can watch it on Disney Plus.
Oh, yeah, you
can.
Yeah.
Not a cartoon?
No, it's a black and white show.
And one of the guys just died, sadly.
He must have been 1,000.
Yeah.
The first episode was November 4th, 1955.
Yeah. Tim Considine was Spin.
Final episode, December 9th, 1955. What?
Yeah, and Spin, Tim was in here.
But, Christy, you'd be remiss if you didn't mention the new adventures of Spin and Marty.
Yeah.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, this looks to me, whenever you talk about your classmates, this is who I picture.
Yeah.
Spin and Marty.
Uh-huh. Yep. You're right. Tim Considine became an expert race guy.
Auto
racing,
oh,
motorcycle
really?
Racing.
Difference between people?
No,
race guy?
Never. Spoiled rich kid Marty is sent to live on a dude ranch after being orphaned.
And Annette Funicello.
Oh, boy. I like the idea. That's a good premise.
Wow.
Fish out of water?
Well, now.
This has to be a typo. It lasted more than a month, right?
Maybe not.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life
and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.